This is the Talent, Sales, and Scale Show.
There's a couple of different ways that people learn. And It seems like you and I learn through audio. So I cannot read a book. It goes in one eye and out the other, right? So I had to listen to Andy Paul's book on an audio book. I can do video, but I tend not to watch the video. I put it on 2X. I put a podcast on 2X. That way I consume information faster, much more quickly, right?
Right.
So would it very much depend on how they consume content and how they learn as to whether or not an internal podcast would be good?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a factor, but point of information, my learning style is actually reading long form. But as part of my ADHD, I'm hypersensitive. And we were joking around before the call about, you know, it being a superpower. Really, what that means is that I'm more in tune than most to the sensory aspects around learning. And there's actually a funny story here, which we could decide whether or not to share. However, when you're able to engage more than one sense in the learning process, right? This is why taking notes is such a killer move, right? Think in ink, because if you're listening and then you're writing, or if you're reading and you're highlighting, you're seeing or you're hearing, and you're also touching. And so there are certain things that you can do to drive that retention. But I think that there's also some shifts in like just learning trends that are a little bit different than the, like, let's say, old school learning styles. For example, micro learning is another big one. Micro learning in that you cut your content.
Why don't you define that a little bit? Because although that term's been around for maybe half decade or so, I don't think a lot of people even know about it. So can you hit what that means real quick?
Sure. So it's funny because I actually just changed the format on my show to accommodate this. I've been thinking a lot about this one, friends. All right. So micro learning. It's the concept of, it's like, I like to match micro learning with real time learning as well. So let's say I don't know, just left the city and moved down to the Jersey Shore and I got a car, but I didn't get AAA yet. And I haven't owned a car in a long time, but I get a flat tire, right? Randomly, because I bought an old one and I don't have a car payment. But if I'm sitting on the side of the road with a flat tire, I'm going to, and without access to AAA, like, I think we all know, I would really just call it a tow truck, but just go with me, friends. I would, if it was light out and there was a lot of space on the side of the road and I was in a like adventurous mood, I would decide to try to change the tire. So what would I do in that moment? I would do what everybody else on the planet would do. And I would grab my phone and open up YouTube and look for a 5-minute tutorial on how to change the tire. And I would watch the video. Maybe I'd watch it again the second time. And then I would bring it outside and I would watch it while I'm physically changing the tire. Then the tire is changed. I have acquired the new skills and I am on my way. That is a micro learning opportunity. And so let's say in sales enablement, and we're doing a podcast series and it's on like how to calm your nerves right before a big meeting, or what, how to prepare for a meeting once you schedule it. And so a 10-minute content item, just going through the exact things that that person needs to learn or wants to learn in that moment. And so when you are able to collapse the time frame from learn something to try it, right? That's always a win on the retention front, but also it's far more, I think, like respectful of the other person's time too, because they don't have to dig through or work as hard to find the nuggets. And so that is what micro learning is.
Yeah. So micro learning is kind of like the Reader's Digest, the abridged version, the highlighted bullet points. So whenever you go through it, you can go back to it pretty darn quickly. Go ahead.
Well, I don't know if it's like the abridged version. It's like taking one of those bullet points and doing a 5-minute deep dive on that one thing.
Which is what people are looking for anyway, because when they get to that step, they're like, how do I do that again? And then they're going through an hour's worth of training to try to find the 3-minute, 5-minute vignette, which that's what you're doing, is all of these vignettes right there at the fingertips.
Exactly. And what the challenge with not doing this is that it's the learned behavior. When you have to work so hard to find the thing that you're looking for and possibly not going to get it, even when you do work that hard, what are the chances you're going to go back to that source for round two?
Not very good.
Not very good. And which is why I think the usage in our learning platforms is a thing. And also, I think we could do a far better job of actually asking sellers what they need and where they're struggling before we just like go create a new like training program or case study or whatever.
Yeah, and that's also helps. There's not a whole lot under the sun, right? It's just how do you do it a little bit differently, bring different perspectives, and everyone learns a little bit different. The personalities are a little bit different, and you can't do a one size fits all. That's one of the things that drive me crazy about the education system is they completely leave out so many people that don't have that fixed mindset, academic mindset, more of those, that entrepreneurial spirit, people like you and I that cannot sit for more than like 10 minutes. That's why I'm at a standing desk all the time. I have not sat down yet because I can't. It's just an impossible. And most organizations don't teach to that. They teach very systematically, academically, very in a boring way that doesn't help me. And I don't know if it helps you or not.
No, it doesn't. I don't like being bored and I don't like boring people while learning. And I think that learning is so damn fun. And I'm with you about the education system pigeonholing people, but we're doing it inside of our organizations too, with our sales enablement content. Like this is exactly why, I think we can all do a better job of challenging the status quo and asking the tough questions of ourselves. Why am I doing it this way? How did it come to be? And who says that it can't be better?